The Freibad Report. Monthly report by the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center in Chiapas, Mexico. On November 4, 2007, a so-called natural disaster took place in Juan del Grijalva. As a result, the survivors were relocated to the new rural city of Nuevo Juan del Grijalva, and the Chiapas government promised to pay for their lands. After this presumably natural disaster, in the region known as Tapón del Grijalva, the Federal Electric Commission is building two public works. One of them was concessioned to Grupo México, a transnational corporation and one of the largest copper producers in the world. On March 17, 2011, during a peaceful demonstration in the ejido of Juan del Grijalva, municipality of Ostoacán, officers of the Ministerial Police of the Northern District's Attorney Office, led by José Luis Gómez Santaella and the Ostoacán District Attorney Edgar Benjamín Estrada Cervantes, together with members of the State Police, arbitrarily and deceitfully detained Marcelo Díaz Castellanos, Seferino Hernández Castro, Fidencio Altúnar Cabos, José Francisco López Díaz, and Teodoro Sánchez Morales. On April 15th, as they left the Cerezo 10 prison after visiting the five campesinos held prisoner there, the residents of the rural city Pascasio López Álvarez and Andrés Díaz Buchot were also detained, as well as the defense lawyer Juan José Narváez Bautista, who was there to provide legal support to the prisoners. On May 25th, in the municipality of Ostoacán, Héctor Díaz Castellanos was also detained. It is worth mentioning that the district attorney José Luis Gómez Santaella is related to human rights violations in the cases of human rights activist Margarita Martínez Martínez and in the feminicide of Tatiana Trujillo Rodríguez, both of which have been previously denounced by this human rights center. In addition, he is also involved in obstruction of justice in the case of the massacre of Viejo Velasco, where he has hindered investigations to determine the fate of the people forcefully disappeared on November 13, 2006. A few days ago, the Chiapas government arrived at the rural city of Nuevo Juan del Grijalva with the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the right to food, Olivier Deschutes. However, the state officers were met there by a group of women with banners demanding the freedom of the political prisoners. Here are some of the words of the women affected.
En sus propias tierras de los señores y le pone una demanda a comisión, ¿qué? ¿Y sabe qué dice comisión, señor?
On their own land, and they make a complaint to the commission, and you know what the commission says? You know what they say? They say that they gave the money to the state government and that they're no longer involved in the problem. And the government refuses to pay the affected communities. Playa Larga Tercera, Loma Bonita, Cuauhtémoc, Juan de Grijalva, where people were killed.
Cuauhtémoc y Juan del Grijalva, donde se perdieron vidas humanas. Esas son las comunidades.
These are the communities affected by the Cota 100, and for this reason, there are people that have been jailed at the Cerezo prison. This is also why the police are harassing people here in the Ciudad Rural, the rural city, and wherever we go. This is also the land that will be affected when the water level rises. And these are the lands that we demand that they pay us for our 20 years of work. We demand that they pay us because homes were lost, property and lands were lost, and so, sir, we want to be paid for all of this. If you're the head of the rural city, then you have to make this right.
We should mention that the company which supposedly sued has withdrawn the lawsuits, and therefore the prisoners should be released. This has not happened, and therefore the government of Chiapas keeps them under arbitrary detention and violates their human rights. The Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center is preoccupied by the use of harassment, repression, deceit, fabrication of crimes, provisional confinement, and prison against men and women who exercise their human rights, especially when they demand that the authorities comply with their own commitments. This was the monthly report by the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center in Chiapas. For more information, visit www.fraiba.org.mx.